I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hello, Patriots, back for another day episode. Patriots Voice of Michigan. Brian Van Dusen here alongside Dave Ajima. Happy kind of spring weather here. It's 50 degrees and sunny today, yeah. Dave.
Well, that's good. Where I'm at, it's sunny every day. I won't be here for very long, so bring, I'm not selling my place over in the Bahamas, so we'll see what happens.
I'll bring back the warmth when you do come, because it's supposed to get cold next week here. Well,
sounds good. So what you got?
A bunch of crap, as usual, for the state of Michigan. We have $16 million from Department of Transportation to preserve existing rail systems and boost economic development. This grant is going to go to 10 railway companies throughout the state. RNC actually doing something, suing Benson due to voter rolls not being accurate.
I heard that.
So that is a plus. Hopefully we can get some traction there.
Yeah, but you know what they're suing her for? You copied that, right?
Yeah.
We had 50 counties that had more voters.
Yeah, inflated.
Than people that voted. So what's that tell you? There was a whole bunch of cheating going on in Michigan, and nobody wanted to believe Trump, but he was actually correct.
Yep, absolutely.
So,
speaking of Trump, I don't know why he did this. Endorsing Mike Rogers for the Senate seat. What is going on, Dave?
I saw that, and I tell you what, that and endorsing Pete Hookman are two things that people out there have to get on. Just look up how to contact President Trump, and there'll be a contact, and you can leave a message. You got to leave a message. He's getting bad advice from people. Rogers mocked Trump when he was in there, said he wasn't fit to be a president. Hoekstra did similar. These two people are rhinos big time. This is going to hurt him. He needs to hear from people saying, you made a huge mistake here. I got a text from him today saying, do you think I need to come to Michigan? And I said, absolutely, you got to come to Michigan if you want to win it. People need to say he needs to come, and he needs to retract Rogers and Hoekstra's endorsement, because I got a feeling June 5, when that jury starts, trial by jury, Hoekstra might not be here. That's what I'm hoping for anyway, but we'll see.
Yeah, but who's doing this, though? Who at the top is giving him that bad information? His track record at Michigan is awful.
It could have been the RNC people that he just fired. He fired a ton of RNC people. What did they say, 50 people or something like that?
Yeah.
So it could have been that. Who knows? I don't know. But I do know that Pence just came out today and said, well, this could be no surprise to anyone, but I'm not going to be endorsing Trump. Well, I thought, hallelujah, that'll probably get Trump some more votes.
No shock. No shock there. I hope you're right. I hope he comes and Hoekstra's out of here and he changes his endorsement, because this is it's just asinine what's going on here.
If you look at Rogers' voting record, it's putrid.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
if you look at what he stood for, it's putrid. If you look at the fact his wife, while he was on the Intelligence Committee, just happened to get hired, I think I told this a week or two ago, by the agency that was supposed to protect the Benghazi compound.
Oh,
how
did
that work out?
Yep.
She got the job because Rogers was in the Intel Committee. So it's a tit for tat. I've got this powerful job, so hire my wife so I can make some more money. That's what Rogers is. And by the way, Rogers was also one of the ones that said I should be removed from the RNC for my sin of reposting Colonel West's article. So as far as I'm concerned, a little squirrel can go suck, you know what, because until the time comes, I'm going to be telling people that he's not the guy you want in there.
No.
He's definitely a rhino. He's definitely establishment.
Not at all.
I'm going to stick with my Dr. with a doctor who I endorsed.
Yeah.
So.
All right. I hope it changes. Ottawa County news.
I do too.
We hired an interim administrator replacing John Gibbs this past week. He is he's actually running for the county sheriff position. His name is John Anderson, and he's the owner of Bullet Hole Firearms in Holland. So,
all right.
Yeah, get somebody's Second Amendment. Heck yeah. Bring him in.
Yeah. I have to go over there and buy some of my guns.
Yeah.
By the way, folks, if you're going to buy guns from now on, Bank of America and some of these other banks are telling the government, besides the registration, if you're buying a gun with a check or a credit card, rather. So pay cash. Just pay cash. And if you can, buy one from somebody else. Buy a used gun. Then they don't know you have it. It's getting bad when you got to do that behind the government. Because the government's got no business tracking all that.
You nope.
can't track the criminals, but they want to track the good citizens.
Yeah, they can't track immigrants either.
No. Well, that brings me to another point. Speaking about immigrants, did you see that he is sending, what is it, $333 million more dollars to Ukraine? I can't remember the exact amount. I might have the wrong amount here. To Ukraine to protect their borders. Is that a joke or what?
Yeah. Well, he's been a joke since he's been in there. Yeah. There's nothing. Yeah. He's been a joke since he's been in there. Senate bill.
But.
Yeah, go ahead.
But a lot of people voted for him, so the biggest joke is the dummies that voted for him.
Right. Well, I hope they change their tune.
Most of those people who voted for him got something for nothing that someone else earned. So.
Right.
Democrats don't like that. They like free food, free housing, and free everything. So there you go. Free lunch with Biden.
Well, a Senate bill 669 and 670 in Michigan would allow FOIA laws to extend to the Michigan legislature and governor's office. What do you feel about that, Dave?
Long overdue. When I was in there, I was shocked that people couldn't FOIA any of my information because they exempted themselves from that. But there's another side of that is, I don't know if you saw that. Maddox is suing Tate, the House Speaker,
yes.
the Democrat House Speaker.
Yeah, I saw that. Yep. And
the reason is, see, the House has a publication system where they can mail mailers to all your people in your district.
Yeah.
Well, that's part of you being elected, that funding for that. Well, he said some stuff that Tate, the Democrat, didn't like about Tate, he didn't like about our governor.
Mm-hmm.
So he's refusing to send those out and refusing to authorize that. That, my friend, is exactly why it's a dictatorship. The
right.
House Speaker and the Senate. And I talked about this before in the past, but the House Speaker has ultimate control over your people that you elected. For example, he can fire your legislators' employees. He can take the office allotment away that pays for his office, the electricity bills and so forth. He can basically take everything off the floor but a computer. He can take your chair off the floor. And I've seen it all those done. I've also seen them take your parking spot away just to punish people for not going along with the speaker. That's a dictatorship. You deserve that. If you're elected by the people are paying for those offices and paying for those parking spots. You have a right to that. He has no business doing that. So the rules of the House and the Senate must be changed.
Yeah, no doubt.
There lies the problem. Speaker of the House and the leader of the Senate have too much power. It makes them little dictators. And oh, by the way, he can take you off any committee he wants to. So
that's
they tried
right.
doing that to me. They were going to try to fire one of my employees. And it turns out I had to call the speaker and said, what she said publicly is the truth. So he's basically lying to the news media when I was gone on a hunting trip. He authorized me to go on that. Then he said to the news media that I was without excuse.
Jeez.
Well, guess what? Public record. Look it up.
Yeah.
I was excused every day. So he lied. I brought that up, and then he dropped the whole thing. So typical.
That's ridiculous. Free speech, my man. The office.
Yeah.
I didn't know this was a thing. We have an Office of Global Michigan. Have you heard of this, Dave?
Oh, yeah. Another piece of garbage that's not going to do what it proposed to do.
2024 budget, it was given $39.1 million, and only $758,000 came from the general fund. So that means this thing is 98% Fed funded, and guess what it is? It's the arm of government that facilitates the resettlement of refugees to Michigan.
Oh, jeez. I didn't know that.
I'd never heard of the thing.
Well, that's just another good example, folks. You got to understand, why are the Democrats and Biden so bent on getting illegals in? Item one, they are going to let illegals vote. They shouldn't vote. They should never vote. Item two, they see them voting for Democrats because Democrats give them free phone, free housing, free education, free health care, and right down the line. So this is a taking of America at your expense. Don't vote for these slobs in the next election, folks. Just don't do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Michigan legislature, this is kind of dumb. They want to make it mandatory. So when you get your new licenses or your new plates, to buy park passes, because only 36% of auto owners buy the $10 pass, but they want to make it mandatory.
Do you know whose bill that was originally? It was Arlen Meekoff's bill.
Oh, okay.
And he was one of the worst Senate leaders we ever had, crooked as the day is long. So that doesn't surprise me. But see, it's just like a seatbelt. When I was growing up, they said, well, we recommend that you wear your seatbelt, but we're never going to make it a law that you have to.
Right.
Well, guess what? It's not a law that you wear your seatbelt.
Yep.
We're going to protect you from yourself. So never give an ounce because it'll take a pound.
Yep. Lansing, the actual city of Lansing, their pension is now a problem and likely to become ours. At a price tag of $402 million and still growing, the city owes pension to 1,790 former employees that it can't afford.
Yeah. Well, folks, there's another issue. Do you know who the biggest employer in the state of Michigan is? Government.
Yep.
Why should that be? How did that happen? Because government only has one propensity. And that's to increase in size and expenditure, and especially under Democrats. What you have to do is they got to go to a 401k like everybody else, contribution, and then they just got to live on that. You can't keep paying these retirements that they're doing now. They're just going to have to start doing that. And if they don't have the guts to do it, they will tax you to pay for the government workers. And the government workers are already almost can never be fired. They get their job back no matter what. So government's got to stop the getting bigger and bigger. That's all I can say. And they got to have a 401k.
Yep. New bill in Michigan. This would allow students 5 days claiming mental health ailments without a doctor's note requirement. The bills are now sent to the education committees. You see what's wrong here. It's just 5 days. Are just going to take off anytime. I'm not feeling well today. I got a mental. I'm just going to take 5 days off.
And it's going to build another bureaucracy for teachers.
Sure.
That's what it's going to do.
Yep, especially without a doctor's notice. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah. what is he doing? What are they doing that for? They're placating the teachers' union.
Yeah,
why?
Sure.
Because 99% of teachers vote for Democrats. Why? Because Democrats always give them more money. It's all about the kids. No, it's not. It's about their pay and benefits.
That's right.
Here we go. Another union.
Yep. House Bill 4708 would allow you, Dave, to your EV charger that you're going to buy, Dave, is going to be exempt from property taxes to boost EV sales.
Oh, well, that's nice. Now that Motors and Ford and all those companies have stopped building electric vehicles.
Right.
difference anyway.
Yeah. Only a Democrat would try to put this in. Representative Alabas Farhat, Democrat.
Of course. They caused the problem. Now they're going to have a solution for the problem they caused.
Yeah, exactly.
Typical.
And then that solution is still worse than the previous one. So it just keeps getting bad. Oh, this is a good one. Senate Bill 724 and 725 would make sanctuary cities in Michigan banned. We would not have to cooperate with the feds. I mean, I hardly doubt it's going to go anywhere.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You can't have sanctuary cities, but they don't have to cooperate with ICE and so forth. Is that what I heard you say?
Yeah. So they're going to say, we're not going to cooperate with the feds, no matter who comes in here.
So that's meaningless. It's absolutely meaningless. So they just say, well, we're not a sanctuary city, but come on over, because we're not going to tell the feds anyway. That's garbage. That's pure garbage.
Lastly, the Michigan Public Service Commission has approved a consumer's energy price increase. So here it begins.
Well, let's look at that. When I was a state rep, I tried to get other electric companies to come into the state of Michigan. I had one from, I think it was Indiana, wanted to come. They would build the electric plants, whether we wanted nuclear, gas, coal, they didn't care. They'd build it at their expense, but they had to have more than 10 or 15% of the market. Because right now, in their infinite stupidity, they have given the energy companies a market that nobody else can get in. It's a monopoly. It's crazy. Why did they do that? I will guarantee I know the reason. Because those PACs that support those companies gave those legislators a lot of money to run for their office. Nobody should have a monopoly on that electrical grid, but they do.
Can you explain to me and to our audience, the Michigan Public Service Commission, why is this service controlled by state government? When did that ever come about, and why did it come about? It should be capitalism. You have multiple people coming in to have any kind of service they want. How did this happen?
For those of you who are listening, go back and listen to what I just said a minute ago. It's called PACs. It's called money to your legislators. It's called keeping their monopoly. That's all it is. And it's bad legislators that do those kind of things. See, that's the thing. When I got in, I didn't need the job because I was retired military, retired Air Force. So I didn't need the job. So they couldn't buy me. But most of the people in the legislature, they buy.
Right.
And I'll never forget one of the most liberal people who got on appropriations and was basically making sure we spent $60, $70 billion a year. The only job he ever had in his life, he worked for a Subway. No college degree. And they elected him as a state rep in Detroit, and they elected him as a senator. And I'm looking at this guy, and I was trying to explain to him the multiplier effect of what happens when you do this, and if you raise taxes, what's going to happen. If you raise taxes on corporations, it's just passed over. And you know what? I think I said this before, but you know what he told me? I spent 10 minutes explaining economics to him. He says, yous just don't understand. My people needs these entitlements. I just dropped my head and walked to my car. I thought I'm dealing with an idiot. And he was, and he is, but he gets a look.
Yeah. Entitlements. But see, here's the problem, though.
Yeah.
People don't realize that this commission is basically the first step for the state to control all power eventually.
Oh, no question. No question. Absolutely. And then that's the last. You show me in our state constitution, or you show me in our federal constitution, where the state's supposed to be involved with that. You should have an open market. So, like you said,
yep.
People should be competing for that market and competing for your needs. That's the cheapest way. Competition drives down prices.
Right.
Monopoly raises prices.
Yep, absolutely. All right, Dave, go ahead.
Okay, Biden, in his State of the Union address that most people didn't listen to, he proposed the same plan that the PLO rejected for food before. So he's offering the plan that the PLO already rejected. And guess what? There's no shortage of food in Gaza. Hamas takes it all, then blames Israel. It's not distributed by Hamas. Truckloads arrive every day. Certain people get it, certain people don't. Now, Biden wants to build a port to support those giveaway programs. All it's going to cost us is getting involved with the war, and we're supplying both sides. We're supplying Israel, and he's going to supply Gaza, which is absolute foolishness. France, Muslims are defacing graves. They claim France as theirs now. The Muslims are claiming France as theirs, and the Muslim Brotherhood leader says Islam must dominate France. And that's exactly what they feel about every other country they get into, including the United States. Biden sends $300 million worth of weapons to the Ukraine despite lacking funds to replenish the weapons we gave them, i.e., we're getting short on weapons and we don't have any funding to replace those. That's foolish, folks. Another one, Target stores, noted for their LGBTQ push, are now displaying pictures and statues of Satan. Folks, don't shop there. Go woke, go broke. Just remember that. You just put your money where your mouth is, and people will stop doing these crazy things that they're doing. Biden has also been colluding with the Bank of America that tells our government who buys Bibles, who buys religious books, who makes donations to religious organizations, who buys guns, and we are terrorists. We are seen as a domestic threat, not the actual domestic threat. Folks, this is like right out of the book of communism. And I know I spent my 26 years of my life defending America from communism, and I'm finding that the communists are now in charge. The Air Force is planning a $6 billion artificial intelligence pilotless aircraft. They say they can fly low at near supersonic speeds, like 30 to 50 feet above the ground. Hogwash. I was doing that in the 70s in the F-4 at 30 to 50 feet near supersonic speeds. This kind of stuff just drives me crazy when they come up with this stuff. And it's a good idea. You can have some artificial intelligence to put some of those airplanes out there. But a question I would ask them, what happens if one of those gets captured? Do they then reverse engineer it and figure out how to jam our pilot airplanes?
Yeah.
That's the question I have. So you better have something in the airplane that if it's going down, it explodes, because they will reverse engineer. Rep. Adam Schiff, you know, the shifter.
Oh,
Schiff.
Yeah, the shifter shifty.
He said he hopes the intelligence officials do not share info with Trump if he is elected. Folks, that's treason. Every president is always given the intelligence, so he's prepared to take control. For him to say that is asinine, just completely asinine. Fauci's main advisor advised him not to shut down the U.S. economy, nor wear masks, and he obviously did lie, and he said there was no gain of function when there was. So he was being advised not to do, but he did it anyway. Okay, we talked about Matt Maddock, you did, suing the Democrat House Speaker Tate. I love it. Biden says if Trump gets elected, there'll be civil war. I got news for Biden. If he's not elected, there's going to be civil war.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't that's kind of opposite.
Oh, God. And we already talked about Trump got rid of a whole lot of useless RNC people, including Ronna Romney. Did you hear about Romney, what she wants to do now?
No.
She thinks she wants to, as a rhino, she won't say rhino, but an establishment person to run the state of Michigan as governor.
Oh, really?
Let me tell you something about her. When she was in the RNC with me, she never saw a budget in her life. She never ran and won anything in her life. Never a state rep. She was never. But she got in the RNC because Uncle Mitt was giving her money. Well, then when she got in the RNC, it was Reince Priebus wanted somebody he could control, and that was Ronna Romney. Now she thinks she wants to run the state. That'd be the biggest mistake that ever happened in the state of Michigan. After all, she increased her pay to $437,000 a year, spent $50,000 on makeup, $1.2 million on chauffeurs, and she lived like a queen, and we lost everything she did. She's worthless. She might as well vote for a Democrat. Okay, U.S. and Haiti. Here's another one for you. Haiti is being run by thugs and so we have already spent $13 billion on Haiti. And now Biden wants to spend another $333 million on Haiti. Why? Let them settle their own government. Don't intrude. Don't give money to them. Don't feed them. Don't feed the beast. What he's looking for is a diversion, once again, for his lousy, stupid bills and edicts that he puts out. We got no business getting involved in Haiti. And now he's obviously sending Marines in to protect the embassy. Here we go again. I wouldn't be surprised if we have another Benghazi.
Wasn't the president forced to resign or something, or he kind of was fleeing for his life, right?
Yeah, he fled. So here you go. You probably already know that the judge threw out six cases against Trump.
Yep.
And now the one said that Fannie Willis or her lover has to go. She already made up her mind. He dumped him. So she's still going to try to prosecute Trump on another bogus charge. So House bans TikTok in the U.S. We're going to see if the Senate goes along with that. Probably not. West Point changes its mission statement, removing the terms values, duty, honor, and country. Lieutenant General Gillard is going woke. Un-American, folks. Yet another Biden idiot. He replaces duty, honor, and country with Army values. Well, what are Army values? I'll tell you what they are. Whatever he says they're going to be, so they can change on a regular basis. You don't need woke generals, and that's what we got under Biden. He puts people, incompetent people in leadership positions, called the Peter Principle. More Venezuelans are now entering illegally into the United States than Mexicans. And most terrorists that we catch, we are caught on the northern border, not the southern border. Of course, we don't catch nearly all of them, a lot of them get in. Right now, I think America's just poised to be lit up by the terrorists whenever the Muslims decide they want to do that. Expect that. Buy a gun, be prepared. Okay. Hamas is inflating the casualties. Surprise, surprise, surprise in the current war.
Yep.
Why are they doing it? To try to get sympathy from people like Justin Amash and others. And Justin Amash is running for Senate seat. And he's the one that voted against Israel getting the Iron Dome. That Iron Dome has saved thousands and thousands of Israelis. Mm-hmm. It basically knocks rockets out of the sky before they can hit the ground.
Yep.
And he promised me he wouldn't do that, but he lied. Don't vote for that. Don't vote for him. Don't vote for him. Don't vote for Rogers. X those out. Tuesday's Senate judiciary hearing, not a single Democrat witness that spoke in the judiciary hearing believed that only citizens should be allowed to vote. That is truly amazing. Daily Signal report, the news agency, that CO2 global warming and climate change is a hoax. It's not caused by farting cows. It's not caused by cars. They said it's caused by the Earth, Moon, Sun, Jupiter, and nearby planets and solar wind gravitational pull, which makes the oceans move and rise in one location and lower in another location. So they're refuting everything that the environmental wackos are saying. Okay. What else I got here? Okay, India is sending 10,000 troops to the border with China. They don't get along, never have. They're both nuclear power countries. Russia wants part of Ukraine. Illegals and Muslims want America. Hamas wants all of Israel. China wants Taiwan as well and part of India. Look at all this. What does it sound like? Just like what the Bible said, there's going to be wars and rumors of wars at the end times.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way to avoid us getting involved or being in a war is to stay strong. When we were always strong, our enemies feared us and never wanted to fight us. It's when you get weak that you're going to have to prove yourself. Under Biden, we are weak. We are only manned, and I've said this before, at 62% of required manning to be combat ready to fight on two fronts. Biden has made us that. People are not joining because of Biden. He's got to go. We have to have a strong military. So everybody knows by now that the Supreme Court did rule that Trump must be on the ballot in 9 states. So that was all good. That was a good thing. But the lawfare is when a judge uses her political views to try to change elections and try to hammer people. That's exactly what one judge says. Lawfare does not work in a republic. And I totally agree.
Mm-hmm.
Trump is actually angry with House Speaker Johnson. Why? Because he's already given Ukraine $61 billion, and he wants to give him some more of our money. So I think the conservatives are going to push back on Johnson. They may even call for his removal, just like they did the other guy.
Right.
You hear a lot about DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. You know what that is, folks? It's a fancy name for quotas. Just think about that. And the SCOTUS have ruled that quotas, they ruled against quotas. So no quotas in schools. So what are we going to have now with DEI? We're going to have DEI doctors, DEI lawyers, DEI military, DEI quotas in government contracts. When does this end? It has to be the most qualified gets the job. No DEI. Fire all those DEI. I think the governor of Florida is getting rid of all DEI in the state. Hallelujah, good for him. Wish Whitmer would wise up, but she's too stupid to do that.
Exactly.
So we don't need quotas, that's for sure. Okay, no one's perfect. And we already talked about this a little bit, but it does bother me that Trump endorsed Hoekstra for chair. I mean, bothers me he endorsed Rogers. And I heard just today he's looking for somebody that's more centrist on the abortion issue. Boy, that's not going to go over well with the religious right. I don't want centrists. It's murder. Those of you who know your Bible, people used to bring their babies, what was it, Moloch? And they put them in the hands of Moloch, or right behind his hand would be a fire, and they burned their babies alive as a sacrifice to their god Moloch. And we're doing the same thing. We just burn them with acid, or we take them off piece by piece. It's murder, folks. Okay. SpaceX, I don't know if you heard about that.
Oh, yeah.
It's a rocket ship. They were planning on, 100 people could get blasted off to the moon or maybe even Mars. Well, that thing exploded coming back into the United States, but into the world atmosphere. So that basically went down the tubes. Let's see. I got a couple other things. I don't know how much time we got left, but Trump, what do we have? We had no war, no CRT, no inflation, no illegal migration, border secured, high employment, very low unemployment, energy independent, cheap gas and oil, strong military without proper pronouns and men's dressed in dresses like Biden has, peace through strength, respect among foreign countries, patriotism, religion protected, better morals, less government spending, and less taxes. Folks, that's Trump, and there's a big difference between the two. That's all I got for this week. So, hang on your hats. This gets closer to the election. Things are going to get nastier and nastier. But just remember, Democrats are excellent at throwing a whole bunch of garbage at the wall and hope some of it sticks to the wall and some idiots believe what's sticking on the wall is truth. Most of it is not truth. Most of it is a lie. And who's the author of lie according to Scripture? Satan.
Yep.
I rest my case.
All right, Dave. As always, appreciate it. Have fun down there, and we'll see you soon.
Have a good one.
See ya. You are listening to the Patriots' Voice of Michigan. God bless.